At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. And it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all the products at Manscaped. Boom.
Next is from Jesse Hernandez. And the subject is media abuse, fame, and family. Hello, all. I know that both of you, Conan and Disco, don't care what people say or think about you. One of my favorite players is William from Brazil, who I think plays for Fulham on Tony Khan's team. He had to leave his team in his country because the abuse he was getting from the Brazilian soccer fans was hurting his family. Articles were popping up on his kids' newsfeed, or the algorithm on YouTube was suggesting videos of their father getting abused. My question is, do your friends and family get affected when they see, hear comments about you guys? How do you and your loved ones prepare when you become famous or a public figure? I feel that out of every entertainment industry that exists, wrestling is most toxic. Wrestling fans have always have to have an opinion, just can't enjoy a show. I hope that by you addressing fans, this fans will have a second thought before posting something hurtful, not just to you, but a public figure.
Go ahead. I agree with that last part that he said.
Yeah. None of my fans really follow any of my stuff or my fam. I got my mom. My mom's like family. She doesn't follow any of my social media or any of this content. So I don't care. She didn't care. Next is from Patrick Eborn, and the subject is original mayor of Suplex City. Hey crew, hope all is well. Congratulations to you guys being inducted to the Hall of Fame, and much deserved, and congratulations getting the honors of inducting him. I'll be watching. It hasn't been confirmed yet. My question is on Scott Steiner. There's a clip of Scott Steiner suplexing the Giant in WCW, and there's a rumor that the Giant didn't know he was going to do that. Is that true, and did Scott or Rick suplex people without them knowing and doing that often? Thank you for taking my question, and keep up the good content. Longtime listener, Patrick Eborn. I have inside information on this. Show this clip, Joe.
We were there for that, remember?
No, we were there for that. Bro, I was right there when they were going over the match.
Right.
And Scott Steiner says, hey, this is how he described it to him, to Giant. He goes, hey, I'm just going to get you under here today. I'm going to put you on your back. He didn't say, like, I'm going to suplex you. He says, I'm going to put you on your back.
Right.
Right? So watch this.
This was
and bro, they got absolutely pissed at Scott Steiner for doing this to him, because they didn't want the Giant taking bumps yet. Because he hadn't wrestled Hogan yet. He hadn't wrestled any of the big guys. So go ahead.
Scott's standing on it. Pick it up, Scott. Hit him with it. Scott's going to try to get him up.
Oh my goodness.
Look how excited he was. He was so excited. He was the first guy that bumped the Giant.
Right.
How great is that, right?
And on live TV.
Yeah, and they got Kevin, so they got mad at the Giant for taking. I'm like,
what was he gonna do?
Scott Steiner's telling you what's going on. He's green, right?
No, right?
Exactly, right? Yeah. So next is next is from Jonathan Wood, and the subject is women winning men's titles. Hey fellas, this past week in GCW has Masha Slamovich beat Nick Gage for their heavyweight title. Oof. This type of farce seems like it's becoming more and more prominent in the industry, and maybe I'm just some jive ass misogynist, but I feel like it's completely annihilating the product. Yeah, Ronda Rousey would likely whoop the teetotal shit out of me, but she wouldn't against Roman Reigns, Gunther, or any other legitimate champion. As a booker, Conan, and someone that's booked before, Disco, how does someone justify this to the locker room, to the fans, etc., other than claiming social justice equality? I mean, for F's sake, Nick Gage beat Moxley for the GCW title, and now he's lost it to a woman. What does that say about Jon Moxley, the supposed wrestler of the year, that he couldn't beat someone that was choked out by a girl? Joe, even you as a fan has to see this shit like this, or Tessa Blanchard beating Sami Callihan in Impact, or Jordan Grace beating Cardona, amongst numerous other examples, is just taking a hot fat shit on the industry, or am I the clown here not seeing something? On the subject of emasculation, I thoroughly enjoyed the rehash of KG getting more emasculated than I've ever seen before by Lance Storm and Don Callis. The only people I can think of that should be more deballed and emasculated than KG are any hosts of Get My Go. I'd say Joe doesn't count, since he apparently has heat with Hughie, which gained some points with me, but you're still on probation. Keep up the good work, folks, and tell Billy that he's been vindicated in support of Sasha Banks not moving the needle, selling out New Japan Pro Wrestling after seeing that no way was that gym in San Jose sold out, even with Okada and other supposed stars booked for the event. He's consistently right, has great gambling takes, and is willing to admit when he was wrong and apologize to the folks he was wrong about. See his AEW apology to Britt Baker and others. And K100 Sports is a fantastic addition to your lineup. F the Billy haters. Thanks again, John Wood. And there you go.
Billy wrote this.
Billy, if you're really in the
chat. Yeah, but I saw a tweet earlier, too, that was like, I'm gonna have my own mailbag because K100 refuses to read positive emails about me.
We're gonna hit him with all this stuff Thursday when we have him on. So what about you like the inter, but the intergender in AAA is different because they've been doing it for years, right?
Right.
I'm completely not a fan of, bro, because here's the thing: you do the intergender shit like this and you go this far with it, you're gonna have people shitting on it. You're affecting the suspension of disbelief, and you're saying, telling everybody wrestling's fake. We're just performers. We're just, and like, you know, in the long run, you just don't, that just does not sell in mass amounts. But you get these marked promoters, you know, doing these indie shows that want to do shit like this. It's like, okay, fine, but you're not like, you know, you can. It's like you're finding a fetish audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and you're booking for a fetish audience, and it's like, you know, go ahead. I mean, it's your dime, and there is an audience for that, but it's a fetish, and you're not going to, like, grow by, like, putting this type of content out there. What do you think about that?
I don't know, because I think at the end of the day, this isn't so much about social justice, but just the way that we are today, because I'll give you an example. Did you see the Wonder Woman movie?
No.
Okay. So she's beating up men in it, and it looks realistic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, if you get a girl that's like Rhea Ripley would be a good example, that she looks good and she's tall and, you know, I think she has some sort of combat sports experience, but whether she does or she doesn't, she looks the part. And let's say, for example, what's their secondary title? The Intercontinental?
Yeah.
Or which one? Intercontinental, sorry, second.
Yeah, let's say Miz had it or Finn Balor had it, you know, and maybe even during the match and the finish, they miss and they fucking wipe out on something, whether, I don't know, a table, a ladder, whatever. And she takes advantage and she just fucking beats him. You know, I mean, I think that's the future anyways. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Yeah, he asked, like, my thoughts as a fan on that. And, like, I didn't have a problem specifically with Tessa winning the Impact belt or anything. But when something like that happens, it always does look to me and reek to me of just, oh, let's get attention by doing this. You know, and it's
yeah, and that could be part of it. That could be part of it without a doubt, because where are you going to find more snowflakes in the wrestling industry? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's worked for us in Mexico and it can work here. You know, you just have to be educated to it. You're not used to it. So you kind of, oh, I can't believe this is happening. But if it's well booked and you find the right girl, it can work. Like I saw that match between Tess and Sami Callihan. You know, it was weird to me. I might be misremembering, but I think originally they wanted her to beat Brian Cage. And I was like, okay, you're not going to make that make sense.
I think she did beat Brian Cage.
Did she? All right.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, that to me did not make sense. So now she went against Sami Callihan. And, bro, he really carried it to a really good match. She's talented anyways, but it was a good match because I was there.
Yeah. So, Conan.
What up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every right. day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking, I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high quality ingredients all in one. It's a comprehensive solution and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Konien. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Konien.
Boom.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Next is some Germany French fries and somebody still got a job. Props to Billy for putting the tweet out admitting that he reported a made-up story about AEW. Very mature of him. Any news on when Billy's going to admit to making up everything else? Well, that's definitely not true. I want to ask about Miro. How does this guy still have a job? Apparently complained a lot backstage when he's AEW, takes digs at AEW creative and the wrestlers on social media. And if the gossip is true, he flat out said no to Tony Khan's ideas for him to return to AEW TV. So why hasn't Tony Khan fired him? Miro is clearly not willing to play ball and is no doubt being paid seven figures by the book of the year. So why isn't Tony Khan acting like a boss and firing him? I don't know. It's kind of, it's weird he's not fired. When either he should be fired or on TV if this is the case, correct?
Yeah, I'm wondering though if, remember that when Miro won the, didn't he win a title? Yeah,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The TNT belt?
Yeah, he won the TNT belt and he was really over, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the good promos and the people were really into him and he had that aggressive style.
Yeah.
And I think he might have thought then, why am I going to give him to WWE hot? If you get him, you'll get him cold.
Right.
You know, but to me, it's like, bro, wouldn't you rather save money? But
yeah, you know. This report here says Miro has been healthy and ready to go, but there has been no update on creative discussions. Fightful has provided a further update noting that the former TNT champion has been in Bulgaria with his wife for over a month. He still has several years left on his contract after signing a four-year extension a year or so ago. So he's there for a minute.
Well, he's there until Tony decides he's there.
Yeah.
So next is from Johnny Fair, and the subject is Jay Morant, good American? Hey, crew, I'm on the fence with the Morant issue. No, he should not have a gun in a nightclub, but here's my issue. A white person poses with automatic weapons. Can't go can't go grocery shopping without something strapped to their hip, and society says, why, by God, that's a good American.
That's a good
black,
American.
Black dude carry a gun first that thinks society screams is thug. What says you guys? Here's the issue with Ja Morant. Okay, a lot of these basketball players, right, is, you know, a lot of professional athletes, period, okay, come from, like, low-income – from all spectrums of the income thing, right? A lot of guys come from bad neighborhoods and had bad people they grew up with. And it's just very difficult sometimes for these people to completely separate from, like, everybody you grew up with. You know what I'm saying? And, it, like, bro, you look at, like, the rappers and stuff and everything. Like, these people – you know, a lot of these guys carry guns because they're worried about getting mugged or shot. And they got to have their – you know, they grew up during a time – they grew up – around people were like, okay, I want to have my gun because I don't know when anybody's going to pull up on me or something like, you know, so like they have their reasons for carrying guns, but you know, from the marketing issue of the NBA and what they're, who they're trying to sell to, this is an atrocious look. You know, this does nothing to sell the product, and you're getting paid a lot of money to market the NBA brand. And you know, I don't know, it's kind of like one of those things where you have guys like this that grew up around bad people and can't get away from it. And so, I don't know. What do you think, Conan?
Yeah, I would agree with everything you said, but I would throw a little addendum in there. Bro, if you're going to have a posse, they can't be like your age and shit. You need to have some fucking veteran in there that's the voice of reason to tell you, bro, this is going to happen if you do this and do that. Because at the end of the day, there's no reason for him to have a gun in a nightclub. That's what your posse's for, you know? And who's going to rob you in a nightclub? But just in case, your posse should all be strapped. They should all have, you know, a license to carry or whatever. And you avoid yourself problems because you're the face of the Memphis Grizzlies, a whole fucking city that they haven't had anybody winning in anything for years. And they're behind you and they love you, bro. And one of the most exciting players in the league. And you're also representing the NBA, which is a global thing, you know?
Right.
And so you got to be smarter than that, because that could be taken away from you and you go to jail. And a couple times, teams are just going to be like, yeah, he's talented, but he's not worth the problems. Right. And we've seen that happen a lot.
Perfect look example, at too.
Brown.
Well, one perfect example, too, is, you know, you talked about the NBA is a global marketing, like they go, you know, to the Asia and stuff, right, like everywhere, right? And, bro, there's not a lot, you know, the United States is the United States with social justice and everything, but there is, like, other parts of the world that they are not as progressive as we are with race relations. And, like, they look at that and, like, you know, people that are more racist and stuff and thing are going to look at, like, oh, my God, look at these stuff. You know, they're going to have a very negative view on this, right? It's like, you know, you're feeding into a lot of the tropes, right, you know? So it's like –
I have a very negative view on you, nothing.
Yeah, interesting. Next is from Captain Starburst, and this question from Australia. Yep. Good day, fellas. Old school fan from Australia. Disco, I reckon you're way underrated as a wrestler. Just wondering if y'all have any great memories from wrestling Australia, like Ring Rats or Craze fans, and thoughts on any Aussie wrestlers like Nathan Jones. We always – this is from King – kind regards from Captain Starburst. We had always great times in Australia. Clubs were cool. Girls were nice. Friendly people. Conan met his wife in Australia. It's right. Like, you know, I mean, right, like, come on, like, you know, like, Jesus. So,
bro, if it wasn't so far, that's where I'd live.
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct. I would live there too. That'd be the second, right. I would live there if I couldn't live in the United States. Nathan Jones, one of the nicest, like, for as intimidating as he looked, super nice guy and very, very intelligent. He would have conversations with you about, like, quantum physics and stuff, and like he was just very well read, and
yeah, and this
like,
guy
knew
was
a lot of
like
shit,
in prison,
you know?
And beat up a bunch of guys, and he
like
was
a
crazy
giant video. Bank robber.
Yeah, he was a bank robber, you know, robbed a bank.
Bro, let me tell you how nice this guy was. So we're on this bus and we're traveling like from city to city. I think we came Wales is by England. I forgot where we were traveling, maybe he might have been on our Wales trip. And I remember we're traveling from one city to the other city. And underneath the bus, there's this door, and you put all your luggage in there usually, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy came out, and he was taking everybody's luggage out, you know?
Wow.
And really, really, really cool, nice guy, man. I like Nathan a lot. I'm glad he did good. Didn't he do, like, some good roles in Hollywood?
I think he was in Troy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Troy.
Yeah, he was in Troy, yeah.
Brad Pitt stabbed him at the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Next is from Harrison Yanger, and the subject is, why not Cross versus Wyatt? Okay, guys, WrestleMania 39 question. I did a Cross versus Wyatt match up had been referred to online as a dream match by many people. Seemed like a Wyatt and Bliss versus Cross and Scarlett match was likely, and Wyatt and Bliss were even teasing a reunion of shorts on TV for months. Triple H always claims to pay attention to what the fans want online, so Wyatt versus Lashley was the best option they could come up with. Cross and Wyatt both did very similar style backstage promos. They're both the type of guys you could do the wacky character stuff without burying them, and this really, really could have helped Cross. Basically, what the question is, why do you think that match wasn't planned? The idea of Lesnar versus Wyatt just wasn't going to work forever. And it really seemed like Cross versus Wyatt was the way to go. Do you guys know how Cross backstage relationship with Wyatt is? Right now, it seems like Cross isn't even going to be on the card. Such a shame. Yeah, they're misusing. You know, Cross does the stuff that Bray does. Great build up content to like backstage promos and cinematic type looking stuff and everything. It's like I thought this angle's a dream match. Like it's a match made in heaven. You know, because like you could build this thing for 6 to 8 weeks before they ever get in the ring, and it's like I don't think anybody really cares. But a lot of wrestling fans care about the match. But I think the build up for this would be very entertaining. Obviously, what do you think?
Yeah, the build up would be great. I'm just afraid unless the match is cinematic or booked for some crazy little spots or bumps or whatever, it could be Limburger cheese PU bad,
right?
Bowling shoe ugly.
Conan,
what up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing. That's results. So Joe's been using it. Feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySups.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recovery PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition, our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next is from Michael Kupach, and the subject is death in wrestling. Hello, gentlemen. A few years back, I attended one of Bruce Prichard's Dirty Dozen dinners. That's about an idea me and my friends had a long time ago. We always wonder why they don't pay a guy $1 million to fake his own death or disappear and live in the woods for a year. Tell no one that you were doing this to make a run-in somewhere down the line. Bruce said this was the stupidest idea he'd ever heard, but he wouldn't elaborate why. I think a guy faking his death and telling no one that he's alive would be a great storyline under Pop. Do you agree with me, or do you agree with Bruce, and could you tell me why it wouldn't work? Thanks, Conan. Get well and stay well.
Well, it's illegal. Illegal to fake your death.
Okay,
I don't know how you're going to get past that.
Not even that. Okay? Bro, how much, okay, would the Pop and the amount of money it would draw be worth the guy having to fake his death for a year and just disappear? Like, how much would we have to pay the guy to do that?
Not only that, bro. Imagine the heat that you would get in social media for faking a death.
Kazoo that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an interesting question. It's from M, and the subject is brutal. Question. When something is brutal, you often say brutal Bob Evans. Can you provide context? Vinny.
Oh, brutal Bob Evans is because there's this restaurant, and I think it's only in the Midwest, called Bob Evans.
There was
Nash.
One in Detroit by the Romulus.
There used to be some.
Yes,
a couple,
and that's where he's from. He's from Detroit.
Yeah, there used to be a couple around PA.
Oh, there were?
Yeah.
No more?
I don't think so.
It's actually a good place. Yeah. Another place that I went out that you don't find in California is Cracker Barrel. I like that.
It's a good place. It's a good place if you like biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And so he brought me there because he would order like turkey with extra gravy and shit. He loved that plate. But so whenever something was bad, I remembered Bob Evans. So I would always say Brutal Bob Evans. And then I found out there was a wrestler called Brutal Bob Evans.
Right.
From Ring of Honor, right?
Yes. Yep.
Next is from Jed Frankfurter, and the subject is Joe Calzaghe boxing. Hey, K100 crew, I was listening to the Adam Carolla podcast, and they brought up Calzaghe and his undefeated record. I was curious if you're a fan of his or what you thought of his career. He doesn't seem to get his due. He beat some great fighters. The memory I have of him was when he put on a clinic against an up-and-coming Jeff Lacy. Best friend of the show, Jed Frankfurter. I don't remember a lot about Joe Calzaghe. I'm sure you do, Conan.
Well, Joe Calzaghe was like this Welsh boxer who was fucking incredible, and he had I may be wrong here, but I'm almost super middleweight title for like 10 years.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
It says here he held multiple world championships in two weight classes, including unified and lineal titles at super middleweight and the Ring Magazine light heavyweight title.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was, like I said, he was this Welsh guy and
46-0.
Yeah, 46-0. And he had a really good amateur career. The first time that I ever saw him fight was against this guy from England who was like a legend back then, Chris Eubank. And that was a really, really good fight. And that's when I kind of started to keep my eye on him and to see what he was all about. Anyways, before it was all said and done, bro, he was supposed to, he fought Jeff Lacy, okay? And I remember this fight very well. And Jeff Lacy had two championships and he had one championship and he unified all three. I think he's the first guy ever to unify the three titles. And Jeff Lacy was a heavy favorite, and he went in there, and he did work with him. He also fought Bernard Hopkins, believe it or not. Very, very close fight. I think it was a split decision.
Yep.
He beat B-Hop.
Roy Jones Jr.
Roy Jones Jr.
Now, he beat Hopkins and Roy Jones Jr. both in 2008. Is that right? How does that reflect? Is that past those guys' prime? Jones is probably past his prime,
but
I don't know about Hopkins.
Yeah, I felt Hopkins was kind of done too, but he put up a good fight. I mean, Hopkins did give him a good fight. But anyways, yeah, he is very underrated, undefeated, you know, really good boxer. You don't stay undefeated for 10 years, which I think maybe only one other guy ever did that.
He's probably the only guy retired undefeated other than Marciano and Floyd.
Champion, right? Yeah, I think so. Floyd
Mayweather Jr. is undefeated, wasn't
he? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, I just sent you something. I want to play this real quick. I want to see what this is. I haven't heard it yet. It says this thing, Colby Covington threatening John Anik is the last thing you want to do. Fight fans will go to war over John Anik. So I want to see what he said here.
Okay, 2 seconds.
John Anik is the UFC announcer, by the way. I want to see if this is if Colby's being like completely serious or if this is like, because he's dressed like he's a character here. He's got a bunch of gold chains on his shit.
So you wanted to lick my freaking balls in London. Oh, Colby, this. But then you want to go back behind the stage and cheerlead for a racist. So he associates with racism and Bilal Muhammad. And, you know, John Anik, dude, I don't want your kids to grow up without a dad. Just realize you live in Boca. I live in Miami, motherfucker. You're not too far from me. So you better shut your fucking mouth and poke the bear. Now you get the bear comes after you.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That kind of wasn't very good. What did you think of that, Conan?
That sounded like a shoot to me.
You yeah, think? It did.
Yeah.
Interesting. Little Colby.
Colby's not afraid to say things. Yeah. So next is from Narsk Rigigig. The subject is ass. I'm not trying to get you guys in trouble or make myself come across like an incel loser, but I need to ask you guys about something. Bailey's ass. K100 has said before that when people are in shape, it makes no sense for people to work in t-shirts or baggy ring gear. So that in mind, why is Bailey covered up the fact that she's one of the greatest asses in the history of planet Earth? It's honestly like Jennifer Lopez perfect. Even other WWE wrestlers are posting IG photos about it, and there's a classic meme going around that has Gunther doing one of his chops on Bailey's ass. So why is she wrestling in ring gear that makes her look like a member of Slipknot? If Bailey came out wearing shorts, the Earth would stop moving, and Conan would be counting the seconds so he could see some damage control on WWE TV. What do you guys think? And he says, Billy sucks.
Listen, why can't you just respect her as an athlete and a former champion without worrying about her physical attributes? I mean, that's just – get with the times, man. Come on.
Yeah, why is she not showing it, though?
You think this is not so, but there's some girls that they're kind of – what's the word?
Want to be respected as performers instead
of – not so much of objectified. That. But, they're
– insecure?
Yeah, like a little bit insecure about their body. She might be insecure about her ass. Who knows? That's why she covers it up, which would make her a lot of money if she, you know, wore something more.
Now, good point. Maybe she's out of shape a little bit, and it shows in her butt, so she's covering it up right now. Hmm. You know? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really notice it. So the next is from the Phenom 389X, and the subject is Hulk Hogan. Do you think Hulk Hogan doesn't get enough credit for making people look good in the ring? Hogan gets accused of buying other wrestlers because he never took many losses, but can anybody say they look bad in a match against him? Guy made a career out of getting beat up for 20 minutes and winning by a miracle. So he can really be the ultimate burial guy if he's letting his opponents look like $1 million for 20 minutes before beating them. This is what people don't realize, okay? And especially when you're in the real, Hogan went over all the time. But bro,
he would kick out of everyone's finish.
It's not even that. You're on the show wrestling in the match is going to get the biggest pop of the night. Like, what a great – who gives a – we don't care if we win or lose. You want to be in that spot. You want to be wrestling. Like, if you don't aspire to wrestle the champion in a main event, okay, regardless of whether you win or lose, like, that should be the your minimum goal in professional wrestling. You know, like, to be able to wrestle the champion in a main event. Right.
Back then it wasn't about a monthly contract. It's how much you made at the house shows.
Right.
You know, or the big events. They would give you a draw right there. They would pay, you know, you'd get paid per match, you know. So you want to go where there's the most people. And who was drawing the most people? Hogan.
Right. And Hogan would – bro, Hogan was a – people don't realize this. And this is why he made the most money. He was a perfect worker. Very simplistic. Sold his ass off. Bro, watch his matches. He sells his ass off until he hulks up. Like, you know, something like that. Like, he's always constantly overselling, like, you know, agony and stuff. Like, he's overselling. It's like, bro, because he knows to make money, you have to make your opponent look credible enough to think that they can beat you at some point. And so he knows the formula, you know? I think it's funny that he gets criticism for that. Yeah? I don't know. Next is from
guys, I gotta jump off. I gotta call at 4:45 your time. There's a new company that's looking into us, so
all right.
I gotta.
We're doing this, and then we're gonna do the SmackDown review. Just keep it going, or you gotta change a file?
Yeah, no, I can keep it going. Either you can hit end recording, or just let me know, and I'll come back on and hit it if I'm not back.
All right, cool.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. All
right. Next from Tommy Herman. The subject is K100 questions. What up, K1 Bow Wow? Question for Conan. You mentioned you grew up with a Jewish stepdad. Any good memories of chopping up the Jewish community in your childhood? Some good Hanukkah parties? Any traditions you keep to this day? P.S. Disco is over in Israel. And this was sent in by T-Bone McFlanagan.
Yeah, I don't keep any traditions.
Do you know the words of Hava Nagila?
Yes.
Do you really? I'm going to sing it along. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila ve Nishmuka. You know that part, right?
Yeah, bro, do you know how many times I've heard that fucking song?
Hava, na, 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 hava. Bro, how great of a pup, what a great spot it would have been if you came out during the the bar mitzvah with MJF,
right,
and had the thing, wearing your total Conan thing, and you're wearing your yarmulke, and he's asking, well, what are you doing out here? He's like, I grew up with the Jewish dad.
Right, and then sang the song.
That was a missed opportunity right there, right?
It was. It really was. Nah, bro, I don't keep any of the
obviously
he had a lot
not.
Of family in Chicago and from New York, and they would come down to, imagine this, Jews in Miami Beach. What I do remember is that he loved gefilte fish, which I thought was nasty as
gross.
Fuck.
Bro, the Jewish food is awful.
Right. Yes.
I mean, it's like no taste. It's like that. Right.
What is matzo ball made out of?
It's horrible. It's like literally you got to just put a bunch of salt and some hot sauce in the matzo ball soup to make it taste like anything, you know?
It's brutal.
Horrible.
Their food is like the English brutal Bob Evans, yeah.
Well, that part of the food is, but they do have the kind of like the Mediterranean, you know, like the bar, you know, the
kebabs and stuff.
Yeah, right,
that's
right,
nice.
So,
yeah.
Right, hummus and everything. It's very 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 right. Greekish. Yeah. Next up, Ruben Barrera, and the subject is cars. Hey, K100 crew, love the show, especially K100 Talks. Not sure if you guys are big car guys, but when you got your first big paycheck from wrestling, what was the first car you got with it, or big purchase? Also, what were some of the cars you like now? Thanks for all the laughs, Ruben Barrera. That's from Houston, Texas. I always leased an Infiniti Q45 for literally 9-10 years. It's the first and only. I just constantly would just go get a new Infiniti Q45. That was my car. I drove it for years. What about you?
The first big car I got with my paycheck, which I've said on the show before, is a Ferrari. And the cars that I like now is the Range Rover, the Mercedes S class, which I had for many years, and I'm probably going to get another one. The Mercedes and the Range Rover. Those are, and you know what? I'm thinking of getting a Tesla in the future, an electric car. They had a showroom with the Tesla in it, mm-hmm. and the doorknobs, they're not out. They're inside of the car. You got to press it so they come out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And but the driver's seat, it looks like a cockpit. You know, it has all the information on this big computer screen, and you know, it didn't have a gas tank, which was weird. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Next is from Christopher Palacios, and the subject is Paraguay documentary. Hi, K100 crew. We should watch Un México Perro el Hero Verdadero. A documentary about Pedro Aguayo and Hijo de Pedro Aguayo. Conan and Rey, among other luchadors, were heavily featured in the doc, which was structured as if Pedro was holding the camera and they were speaking directly to him. My question is for Conan. Could Hijo de Pedro speak English well, and could you envision him crossing over into the American wrestling market? Thanks for all the great content over the years. That's from Crispy Biscuit in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, he did not speak good English, and he didn't care about coming to the United States, and he would have gotten over for sure. And the reason he didn't care is because his dad had all this construction, and he made it bigger. So he had a massive construction company where he was making mega bucks. He didn't even need to be in wrestling. He was in wrestling because he loved it.
Next is some Brandon Gates, and the subject is long matches versus compelling stories. Good day, crew. You often hear the current wrestling fans have short attention spans, but both WWE and AEW prodigiously display long matches on their weekly programming. However, when there's an opportunity for episodic storytelling or long-term booking, the same fans who love pay-per-view matches on free TV say the story should have ended when wrestler A is hot or in a TV match with the decisive ending the next week, but not when the story is told in full or at its most compelling point. How can the same fans love long matches but not be patient enough for long-term stories? Is the bloodline not proving that long-term stories trump the good match fairy? I don't know what people are saying. It's the guy obviously listens to the show, you know. I don't know what to, you know, this is a good point. You got any comment on this?
Not even sure what the question was.
How he says, when there's an opportunity for episodic storytelling or long-term booking, the same fans who love pay-per-view matches on free TV say the story shouldn't have ended when wrestler A is hot or in a TV match with a decisive ending the next week, but not when the story is told in full or at its most compelling point. How can the same man fans love long matches but not be patient enough for long-term stories? Is the bloodline not proving that long-term stories trump the good match fairy? Yeah, like I said, it's just there's camps in professional wrestling. There's people that are into the matches and people that are into the storylines. The people that are into the matches don't have patience for the long-term storylines. You know what I'm saying? So they just want to get to matches. And so sometimes, you know, the build makes the matches more compelling. So I would agree with this. You know?
Yeah, me too. And that's how I like the book, long storylines. Let it marinate, get invested, you know.
Right.
And like all the little satellite stories that are going around your main story, you can have matches. Right. It's just, you know, it's an easy way to book, you know. Daniel Mole zoned out without Iranian tobacco. Hello, gentlemen and Joe. Quick one. Not hating on Billy, I like him most of the time, but does anyone else zone out when he goes on and on and on and on? Have a great week. Yes, and we've spoken to him about that too. So we've talked about this on the show. Why do you even bring this up?
I maybe didn't hear that episode.
Right.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.